This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The terrorist attack on London Bridge over the weekend briefly hit the pause button on campaigning in the UK's general election. Now candidates are back at it, making their case to voters before Thursday's election. When Prime Minister Theresa May called for the snap election back in April, it looked as if her Conservative Party might win handily, strengthening her position heading into Brexit negotiations. But current polls show a much tighter race. We called up Marketplace's European Bureau Chief Stephen Beard to help explain what's changed. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Adrienne.
How have the terrorist attacks changed the tenor of this election?
This now, national security, is clearly the main theme of the remaining part of this election campaign. But is it going to affect the result on Thursday? Probably not. After all, the two main contenders, Prime Minister May and the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, don't have the greatest credentials on this issue. When it comes to the Thursday vote, Brexit will probably be uppermost in most voters' minds.
So that hasn't changed. It's still a Brexit vote.
That was the reason Theresa May called the election, she said. It was to determine who was the better leader to take the country into the Brexit negotiations. And that really hasn't changed.
Prime Minister May started this campaign with something like a 20-point opinion poll lead over Corbyn. There was talk of a landslide here, but the lead has shrunk pretty dramatically. What's gone wrong for May?
She launched this campaign saying that she was strong and stable. This was her mantra at the beginning of the campaign. But she wobbled. In her election manifesto, she proposed making families foot more of the bill for the social care of their elderly members. There was a hail of protest about this, and May almost immediately backtracked and changed the policy, while somewhat desperately insisting she wasn't backtracking.
Nothing has changed. We are offering a long-term solution for the sustainability of social care for the future. Nothing has changed.
But it had. The measure was watered down, and her critics said not so strong and stable, more weak and wobbly. And there have been other instances upon the campaign trail, and this has hit her standing.
And what about her main contender, Jeremy Corbyn? What's he done well?
He has performed very much better than virtually everyone, perhaps even himself, were expecting. His critics say it's because in his manifesto, he promised the earth, free university tuition for all, free childcare for all, without putting up taxes for 95% of taxpayers. His poll rating has jumped, even though he's had some wobbles on the campaign trail too. In this BBC radio interview, he was asked the cost of one of his key manifesto pledges.
How much will it cost to provide unmeans-tested childcare for 1.3 million children?
It will cost... it will obviously cost a lot to do so. We accept that.
I presume you have the figures.
Yes, I do.
The trouble is, he didn't. And after much humming and hawing and fumbling with his iPad, he still didn't have the answer. But his disarray and fuzziness over the figures have not apparently dented the enthusiasm of his supporters.
So there are 2 days left of campaigning. How's it look? Is May still on course to win?
She appears to be. It's difficult. I mean, we're all very nervous now about opinion polls.
Right.
but the bookmakers and financial markets are still pricing in not a landslide anymore, but a clear victory for May.
Getting back to Brexit, what would this election mean for Brexit negotiations?
Well, the permutations are virtually endless. But I mean, broadly, we're talking about three possibilities: hard Brexit, soft Brexit, and even no Brexit. The bigger May's majority, the more likely it will be that she'll be able to compromise with her European partners over issues like the budget contributions and immigration, and be able to get the deal through the UK Parliament. So a great deal is at stake in this election.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard. I'm sure we'll talk to you later this week. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.